The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Be sure to visit our website, 945theanswer.com. While you're there, become an Answer Insider. Just register with your email. Also, download our mobile app. Text the keyword iPhone or Android to the Big Rock text line, 877-235-9405. I'll send you a link, and you can take your favorite talk radio station anywhere in the world. Glad to have you in on this Wednesday morning. State Treasurer Curtis Loftus is joining us here for a few minutes on the 945 The Answer guest line. Good morning, Mr. Treasurer. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, Joey. It seems like y'all have some bad weather. I sure hope everyone remains safe.
It is nasty, rainy up here this morning, for sure.
Well, we've had some rain here, but we don't have the flooding and all that. And you know, it's scary to think about it. You got kids and people running around in cars. Yep. And, well, I won't belabor the point. Just hope everybody does well.
Yeah. Yes. Always good to talk to you. You know, it's kind of like it's that time of the year. We have our annual talk about Future Scholar. Let's just jump right in and give our listeners a quick summary of just what Future Scholar is.
Well, thank you very much. Future Scholar is South Carolina's college savings plan. It's the quick and easy way to save for college. It's tax advantage. So anybody that knows a bit about money and saving and investing, is that when you can, pay less or no taxes on your investments, then you really hit the jackpot. And that's what's happened with the Future Scholars Program. The General Assembly has been very kind to us. They allow us to have a significant state tax break. So when you put money into a college savings account, it's tax deductible. That money grows in there just like an IRA. It's invested, then it grows. It grows tax-free. And then when you pull that money out, it's tax-free again, as long as you use it for educational expenses.
Right.
And so it's, you kind of beat the tax man three different times. And that's what makes one of the reasons the program is so successful.
Well, and as I understand it, anyone can contribute. I mean, maybe you have a grandmother out there or a mother and father who want to provide, go ahead and start planning for that education, because it's not cheap these days to educate a child. Is there a minimum contribution?
No. You know, old people like me, I won't include you in that. We remember when college was cheap. It was $366 when I started Carolina in 1976. Yeah. And, of course, it skyrocketed. A whole $10. 4 years later, it was $376 a semester. So you tell that to somebody who's under the age of 30 now, they say, come on, you're crazy. That's not true. But it is. It used to be cheap, and now it's not. So older folks know, and they want to help people save for college. The loved ones in their life, they want to help. And so if a grandma, a grandparent, if a boss, anybody who makes that contribution into an account, they get the tax deduction. And I always tell people, well, you know, it's Christmas time or it's birthday time. Instead of getting in your car and driving down to Walmart and buying a blue sweater the kid doesn't want and paying sales tax on that sweater,
right?
You can sit at home, write a check, and get a tax deduction. Yeah. Isn't that great?
I mean, it's really just such a simple idea, but what a great idea! Now
We try to make it very simple. FutureScholar.com is our website. FutureScholar.com. It takes far less than an hour to open an account. You don't have a minimum investment. There aren't our monthly fees. I made sure that we did away with all that. We want people to be able to put money in their accounts when they can. Start that account as soon as you can. You can start one for yourself even before the baby is born.
Wow.
And then transfer to the baby. Say you have two kids and you never get around to opening the one for the second one. You want to transfer to the second one because the first one got a scholarship or is going to go to the military or something. You transfer it, no penalty. That's how flexible it is. You can use it at any tech school, trade school, four-year, two-year college that's accredited not only in South Carolina, but in the country, and it's 600 colleges around the world.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point to make. With me this morning, State Treasurer Curtis Loft, as we're talking about the Future Scholar Program. You can find information online at futurescholars.com. I think that's a good point to make, Mr. Treasurer, is that it's not just limited to South Carolina schools. If your child is wanting to go out of state somewhere, that money can be used for that school as well.
That's right. We've got kids using the program that are going all over the world school. And of course, that's that flexibility. You know, with the virus, no one knows exactly how college is going to come out. They don't know if we're going back in the fall or not, if you'll stay in school or not, if you'll have distance learning, or if people will quit traveling away to go to college, if they'll stay home. Whatever those things are, the plan is flexible enough to handle it. In fact, even last year, they changed the federal law so that you can use that money on apprenticeships. And that's very important because apprenticeships, which have been around forever, of course, they're coming back in style. People want to combine work with college and have work placement before they even get out of college. So now they can use that money for that purpose as well. So it's the most flexible, it's a quick and easy way to save for college. And if you're not doing it, you should. We have 140,000 people in the program. Assets are $4.2 billion.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, what a great job you've done with that.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of fun, you know. Yeah. I just enjoy doing it because every time somebody puts a dollar in that account, it saves the kid from having significant student loan debt.
Sure. State Treasurer Curtis Loftus, thanks for spending a few minutes with us this morning. Again, you can go to futurescholars.com. A grandparent, parent, aunt, uncle, doesn't matter. If you have a child in your life that will need some help down the road for the school. I mean, there's really, Treasurer, I can't think of a reason not to do this. Can you?
No, I can't, Joey. And before I get off the phone, I want to thank you, and I want to thank the station. This is not a paid advertisement. Y'all let us come on for free. Y'all do it because you're community-minded. And the longer I stay as Treasurer, I see the folks who care about the community. Your station does, and it matters. When we come on your station and talk about, say, unclaimed property, or we talk about college savings plan, we can see on our computers the spike.
Right.
What you do is really helpful to the community, and I can't thank you enough.
Well, thank you. Thanks for your kind words. And that's what we're all here for, is to serve the community that of our listeners. So thank you for those kind words. Always good to speak with you. Hey, and we need to schedule time talking about the unclaimed property. We need to schedule time just to focus on that again, because of that. That's pretty fun when you can lead people to some money they don't know they have.
That's right. We have $695 million, and I'll just give that address. It's treasurer.sc.gov, treasurer.sc.gov. Go search for yourself, your name. Search for Joey Hudson. Search for the radio station. You can search for anybody, and even if it's not your money, you can call them and say, guess what, Joey? I found you $500. You going to take me to lunch?
You find me $500, I'll pay for lunch.
There you go. Thanks again, and I hope everybody in Greenville and the upstate stay safe in this bad weather.
Yeah, have a great Wednesday. Thank you for your time. State Treasurer Curtis Loftus, go to futurescholar.com, futurescholar.com. It's really a great program. And again, if you're a grandparent or an aunt and uncle or you know,